वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर बेसी हेड. ठीक है, बेसी हेड, BESSIE, बेसी हेड, HEAD. नाउ शी वॉज बॉर्न इन 1937 इन साउथ अफ्रीका एंड शी डाइड इन 1986 इन बॉट्सवाना. नाउ बोथ साउथ अफ्रीका एंड बॉट्सवाना आर कंट्रीज इन अफ्रीका. नाउ आई एक्सप्लेन वाई शी डाइड इन बॉट्सवाना एंड समटाइम्स She is also referred to as a writer of Botswana rather than a writer of South Africa. Okay? I'll explain why that is the case. But let me first begin by talking a little bit about the biography of Bessie Head. Now, Head was born of an illegal union between her white mother and black father. Now, if you remember, in earlier times, till 1994, there was the practice of apartheid in South Africa, which essentially meant that there was racial segregation between blacks and whites. So, both of them were not allowed to mix. Okay? This policy of apartheid started in 1948 and finally ended in 1994. And even earlier, before 1948 also, this racial discrimination, segregation was practiced in one way or another. And Bessie Head was born of an illegal union between her white mother and black father. Now, at the time when Bessie was born, her mother was placed in a mental asylum. And when she was born, her maternal parents, grandparents, took Bessie home. But after finding that she was a person of color, she was not white, they rejected her and Bessie was returned to the South African authorities. Afterwards, Bessie was placed with a mixed race or a colored family in a poor non-white area of South Africa. So, Bessie suffered rejection and alienation at a very early age. And later on, what happens in her life is, after moving from foster parents to an orphanage school to an early marriage, she finally abandoned her homeland, even her teaching job later on, and even her husband. And she took her her small son. Later on, she gave birth to a son. She took her small son to a country called Botswana. There, she sought personal asylum and tranquility in a simple village life. Okay, that is why later on, she got the citizenship of Botswana. And sometimes, she is also referred to as one of the most influential writers of Botswana, rather than of South Africa. But originally she is from South Africa. Now, Bessie Head's novels as well as short stories often explore themes of identity, belonging and the psychological effects of apartheid. And what is the spelling of apartheid? A-P-A-R-T-H-E-I-D. Apartheid. Her works often explore the psychological effects of apartheid. Now, some of the important works that she has written are called... Now, one is called When Rain Clouds Gather. When Rain Clouds Gather, this came out in 1968. Uske baad Maru, M-A-R-U, Maru, which was published in 1971. And then there is another one called A Question of Power. A Question of Power, which was published in 1973. And both of these works, When Rain Clouds Gather and A Question of Power, they offer a very poignant, insight into the lives of marginalized individuals. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Bessie Head. Also, remember little bit about her biography, because her biography, her early life tends to influence her works to a great extent. And famously, Bessie Head said that literature must be a reflection of daily encounters with undistinguished people. Literature must be a reflection of daily encounters with undistinguished people. And if you read her works, they reveal a great sense of empathy. A great sense of empathy with children, with women who are generally treated as dead things in South Africa. So, exam ke point of view se, bas aap ye teen kitabon ke naam yaad rakhna. When Rain Clouds Gather, this is just, her own story. So, a narrative of exile, of trying to find new meaning in an adopted village. Jo inki kahani hai, lagbhag wahi kahani yahan bhi hai, novel mein. Afterwards, Maru jo maine bataya aapko, M-A-R-U. Now, this is about a light-skinned woman, light-colored sand woman who lives in a black-dominated African society. But she does find acceptance. Afterwards, I told you A Question of Power. This is also autobiographical in nature and it presents the disorientation and paranoia in which the heroine survives by sheer force of will. सो ये तीन बस किताबों के नाम याद रखना आप, वेन रेन क्लाउड्स गैदर, आफ्टरवर्ड्स मारू, एंड देन अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ पावर, ठीक है।